website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you jump on board, joining in the dialogue and discussion on the issues of today. We're thinking about an issue that I believe should be recognized, embraced, and that we should be thankful for. We're calling it today, Our President and Biblical Principles. Our President and Biblical Principles. Ladies and gentlemen, if you watched or listened to the speech this morning with President Trump at the National Prayer Breakfast, we should all be encouraged to hear him talk about God's intervention in saving his life. And there was an attempted assassination, and God delivered him from that. He talked about turning his head, and usually he says he would turn his head to the left when he's speaking. But he said this time, for some reason, he turned his head to the right as he was looking at that giant graph that he had to put up in relationship to some of the things he was speaking about. And he said he turned just in time. And he said, the bullet got his ear but didn't touch his hair. And, of course, all the people laughed. But the bottom line was, ladies and gentlemen, he talked about the fact that he's giving God the credit. Hear me. He's giving God the credit for what God is allowing him to do and what he feels God would have him to do. And, ladies and gentlemen, as we listen to President Donald J. Trump, I believe, my personal opinion, you can disagree, and I'd love to hear from you if you have evidence for the reason and the rationale for disagreeing. I believe that he's a changed man as a result of the attempted assassinations upon his life. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, President Trump in crediting God for what he's doing. The president also said that the nation, in that national prayer breakfast this morning, in his speech, he said, and I give you the pretty close to quote, I'm not looking at it in written form, but in having listened to him, the president said, we need to put God back in our nation. And today he said, religion is the most important thing in our national life. He said that several times in several nuances. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to ask you, when is it you've seen a president in office talk about putting God back in the national discussion and putting religion back in the life of our nation and praising God, thanking God for saving his life and giving him the opportunity to lead our nation? We are finding today, and we'll talk about it during the course of the broadcast, but we're finding today what I perceive, at least in my opinion, an individual that God is using, and he divinely intervened in putting him back in office, that God is using to restore morals, ethics, values, biblical principles of integrity and equity in the Word of God, and integrity in what we say and do and what we find in the life of America. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we have that great discussion today, it is my prayer that you join in the dialogue and discussion. After a brief monologue, we're going to open our telephone lines. That number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We'd love to hear from you as we talk about what Trump has done in 3 weeks. What has he accomplished in 3 weeks? How does it integrate with biblical principles, theological doctrinal beliefs, morals, ethics, and values in our nation? And as we face the issues, as is attempted each and every day on this broadcast, we do so based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. God's word says in Proverbs 14:34, righteousness that is being right with God, righteousness exalteth, lifts up, glorifies a nation. But sin is a reproach, a dishonor, a shame, an insult to any people. And we've seen that, ladies and gentlemen, for the past at least 4 years. Then in Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. I believe we've been in a state of mourning for the past 4 years at least. We're coming out of that state of mourning. And based on the authority of Scripture, we're witnessing today, watching today, what I call the handiwork of God. The marvelous theological doctrinal principles, though they're not stated as that, that's been inculcated in the life of America once again. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. John 8:31-32. The key to it is staying in the word. May I just do a little parenthetical footnote to that? We're living in an era when even Christians rarely open the word, study the word, meditate on the word. Go back to the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 1, verse 7, 8, and 9 in particular, right page, right column in my Bible. Joshua had just taken over the reins of leading the children of Israel. Moses has died. Joshua's in charge. God tells Joshua, and I'm paraphrasing, don't turn to the left, don't turn to the right, but stay in the middle, right on target in the Word of God. And he says to meditate on it day and night, and then, God says, I'll make your way prosperous. That's Hodah in the Greek text, in the translation of the Old Testament from the Hebrew to the Greek. It is literally saying that you stay in the Word, and I'm going to make your journey that I've called you to carry out successful, prosperous, as the text calls it. Ladies and gentlemen, if we want to find success in America, we need to stay in the Word. And Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said that if you stay in the Word, you're going to know the truth, and the truth's going to make you free. Then in John 17:17, the Scripture says, thy Word is truth. But Jesus said in John 14:6, I am truth. So the truth of the Word of God is the centrality of who Jesus Christ is. Ladies and gentlemen, it was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, the dystopian novel entitled 1984, where George Orwell, and I'm not elevating Orwell other than to use a quote that validates what I'm saying here, the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We see those today, Chuck Schumer and AOC and multitudes of others in the socialist, Marxist, leftist, communist party called the Democrats. They are crying the blues. They are screaming foul play. They're wanting to impeach President Trump once again. We'll talk about that in this broadcast. They're wanting to remove Elon Musk. They're wanting to say we cannot allow the savings of $1 billion a day of taxpayers' money. Why is that so? Because it's opening Pandora's box of who's been lying, who's been stealing, who's been raking off the top of the funds of taxpayer dollars. That's where it's going. That's where it's been. And that's the scab that's being pulled off. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to stick to the truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint said Americans' decline is linked to the death of truth. If truth is dead, where do we go? And yet we have today the majority, 55% of the millennials that make this statement. I'm looking at a headline. Most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. If there's no absolute truth, ladies and gentlemen, then where do we go to find truth? Webster's Dictionary says truth is the body of real things, real events, factual actualities, the state of being the case in fact. But 55%, ladies and gentlemen, of the Americans today, the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, they say each person determines their own version of truth. You can't take truth and bifurcate it. A half-truth is a whole lie. And I advocate for truth today and each and every day. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christian, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. Our stand should be for truth. I don't care who is in the office, who is in charge. It ought to be based on truth. But it's a refreshing breath of fresh air to find a president that will say, we need to put God back in the discussion. We need to put God back in America. We need to put religion, now I would call it Christianity, he calls it religion, back in America. That religion and God ought to be the centrality of our nation to make it strong again. So I'm thankful for the speech. I'm thankful for the privilege that we have today as a new America, a fresh America, with a fresh hope, with a breath of fresh air, of the potentiality of morals, ethics, and values being put back in to the center of America. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old San Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how can I find it? There's an identifier, a benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. Atop that flagpole flows Old Glory, the U.S. flag 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. Base of the flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, one more moment for a brief elongation of the monologue today, and then our telephone lines will be open. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, it said, President Trump said that our nation needs to get back on track with morals and ethics and values, as he stated in the term that we need to put God back in the center, need to put Christianity and religion back in the center. Ladies and gentlemen, I am thankful to hear the words spoken by our president today. Every Christian, every conservative, I believe we must stand proud in the right sense for the way God has used President Trump in just the first 3 weeks of his presidency. Let me give you a little litany of what he has accomplished. Much, much more, but just a little nutshell of what the president has accomplished in just 3 weeks. Then we'll open our telephone lines. Ladies and gentlemen, the unbiblical and unholy transgenderism has been canceled. No more LGBTQ sodomite agenda being promulgated and pushed by the federal government. The president's office is 100% against it. And by executive order, he's canceled that nonsense, that unbiblical, unholy, ungodly, unchristian modus operandi that was taking place under the Biden administration. Ladies and gentlemen, in just 3 weeks, male and female sports has been stopped. Ladies and gentlemen, males and females' locker rooms, shower rooms, dressing rooms, ladies and gentlemen, has been stopped summarily. No more. Men, ladies and gentlemen, no more men and women's sports and locker rooms and shower rooms. In fact, I'm looking at a headline that he, where President Trump just signed the executive order. Trump signed his executive order barring, that's B-A-R-R-I-N-G, men from women's sports. Schools that fail to comply with will face investigation by the U.S. Department of Education and could lose their funding. Headline, February the 5th, 2025, President Donald J. Trump signed an executive order on February the 5th calling for an end to men's participation in women's sports. The Keeping Men Out of Women's Sports order is aimed at upholding federal Title IX rules established in 1972 to set a level playing field for women's athletic programs. It will put a stop to, this is Trump's words, put a stop to dangerous and unfair situations where males compete against females in school and amateur athletics, according to the White House officials. All of that ends today because with the executive order, the war on women's sports is over. Trump said while signing the order, surrounded by dozens of young female athletes. From now on, women's sports will be for only women. The new guidelines are intended to preserve the rights and dignity for women, opportunities for young girls. The president said the administration is removing the woke lunacy and a militant transgender ideology that has placed female athletes in harm's way on the front line. Quote, the actions were taken today are the latest in a sweeping effort to reclaim our culture, to reclaim our laws from the radical left crusade against biological reality, Trump said. You realize just a week or so ago, I believe it was just a couple of weeks ago, Trump made a declaration in the executive order that there's only two genders, male and female. Why, isn't that a novel idea? God said that in Genesis 1:27, where God said he created male and female, created he them. God didn't make a mistake. God didn't create an error in saying that somehow, somewhere, put a man in a woman's body or woman in a man's body, and therefore we need the geniuses in the hospitals to chop off healthy body parts and to create a zombie that will be dependent upon government and big pharma for the rest of their lives. Trump put an end to that. We're talking about our president and biblical principles. What greater biblical principle can you find being inculcated into American political life than to say it is unholy, it is unrighteous, it is unbiblical to have that transgender mindset? So Trump canceled the LGBTQ agenda. Trump canceled the wide open shower rooms, locker rooms, bathrooms, and athletic sports rooms are for women, where men have been coming in parading, masquerading as wannabe women. Ladies and gentlemen, the practice of DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, has been removed. We're back to the merit-based employment, where flight controllers can be hired based on their ability, not based on their gender preference or their gender ID or their skin color. It is based on merit, what you can do. That has been so promulgated and permeated in all of the governmental agencies, and the situation that we see today where there's so many things that's gone wrong in the governmental agencies is, you could go back and, I believe, point to that definitively as being the cause of the failure and the flailing around of governmental agencies and what they were supposed to do. By the way, I must just put a little parenthetical footnote on that. We can go back to a rudimentary, fundamental, elemental problem greater than that, and that is that we have had, through the U.S. House of Representatives, N-O, oversight in the expenditures of the funds that's been doled out to the other agencies and to these organizational structures that's outside of the perimeter of the protection of America and for the America's needs. We'll talk about that in this broadcast today when we talk about the U.S. Aid that has now been shut down because of its rampant fraudulent use of funds, and it's doling out of millions upon millions to promulgate and push transgenderism. Ladies and gentlemen, finally, let me just give a little summary here on what we're talking about of 3 weeks of the Trump administration. Our military men that were kicked out of the military for refusing to take the COVID death jab have all been reinstated with back pay, those who want to come back into uniform. Otherwise, they just get the back pay. But it was a religious right when they said no for religious objection for it to be honored and recognized and approved. But the Biden administration, with the strong arm of the federal government, said no and kicked these men out. So we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the things that have been cured, the things that have been handled, the things that have been inculcated, most of them by executive order. But with President Donald J. Trump in the first 3 weeks, not 3 months, not 100 days, but 3 weeks of being in office. We're going to talk about a number of other things that he's done in just 3 weeks, and most of which we're looking at, well, I'm calling it our president and biblical principles. Love to hear from you today. The telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I believe Kenneth is on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning to you. I'm going to tell you something. Like you said, within 3 weeks, he has turned America around. And I'm going to tell you, the LGBTQ, I call them gays, their hair is going to be on fire.
And it's already on fire. They're hairless now. They go around like they've been scalped because of what's been taking place by lightning speed. But go ahead.
Yes, I'm just saying, I'm going to tell you, and there's so many people that are blind. They were talking about how he was going to take Gaza and turn it around. As a matter of fact, there was no such people as Palestinians. They came from Egypt, Iran, everywhere else where they were kicked out. And I think I said it before, what is his name? Tom Sawyer and stuff. And he said he went to the Holy Land, and he said it was like desolate. He said it was desolate. But now look at it. And now they want to take it over after they done tore it up from Jump Street.
Kenneth, when you look at a aerial overview of Gaza, it looks like and it has been because of war. It's been a war there, but it looks like it's just a decimated, desolate, useless place. Gaza is approximately 10 to 15 miles wide. It is a strip that faces the Mediterranean Sea, about 25 to 30 miles long. And President Trump, and by the way, I've read article after article, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, is in favor of all that President Trump said. By the way, it's my opinion, they discussed this privately before they ever walked out and faced the public and answered questions. And when President Trump says that we, the United States, he's not talking. In fact, one article I read this morning said that President Trump and his gigantic real estate operation wanting to own and control and make a profit off Gaza. That's not the purpose at all. He's just wanting to see an international group come in and develop Gaza and make it a place that will be viewed around the world as an honorable place, with a place that people want to come and visit and, how would you say, vacation, and allowing the people that are the Arabs that have been displaced as a result of it, not Palestinians, Arabs that have been displaced as a result of it. President Trump, right at this very moment, putting pressure on Jordan and King Abdullah of Jordan and of Egypt to force them to take some of these, that about 2 million refugees. So we can look forward to good things in the future with that. I believe it is honorable for President Trump to want to do that.
Yes, but like I was saying, so many people are blind. Oh, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. President Trump done lost his mind, whatever.
Yeah, well, you know, Al Green, the socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrat representative out of Texas, Al Green's already said he's introducing articles of impeachment against Trump because of, quote, dastardly deeds that he is doing. The man himself is a fruitcake, Al Green, that is the Democratic representative out of Texas. Somebody needs to lock the man up, put him in a rubber room someplace. That's the mindset that they have in the U.S. House of Representatives by the Socialist Marxist Communist Party, known as Democrats. Chuck Schumer and others are just dancing around the microphone, screaming explicatives and verbal innuendos about Trump, and just they hadn't got anything else to do. They don't know how to tackle truth. And when you're saving $1 billion a day $1 billion a day of taxpayer money, there should be rejoicing on both sides of the aisle, not hair-pulling and name-calling as Chuck Schumer and others are doing. But, Kenneth, it demands our prayer. It demands our thankfulness. I believe God expects and wants from we, the American people, a thankful heart for what he's done, to praise him and to be grateful that we have another, as some would call it, lease on life, another opportunity as Christians, conservatives, and patriots in America. But, Kenneth, it deserves our prayer and thanksgiving. I'm thankful that you called, thankful for your position. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. I believe we have James on the line. James, go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood, I was just going to say a couple things, and I'm sorry if I was supposed to be there this morning. I got my wires crossed, I guess, but if you can give
you're
me a
right.
second.
No. You're in good shape. Go ahead.
Okay, I want to start the my little question and answer period. I got five quick questions and answers, but with Oh Thank Heaven for number 47, because Trump is our 47th president, and unbeknownst to us, we prayed for him to become a believer, but I think before our very eyes, we're seeing a man convicted and surrounding himself with the full armor of God. And I can't remember the exact number in Exodus, but it's difficult for those of us, and you're probably the lead for that, to not get want to get fully engaged and involved. But that verse in Exodus that says, the Lord will fight for you, you need only be still, this may be one of those moments where we need to continue to pray and to watch what God does in Trump's life and who God surrounds him with and what he does in that regard. But I would also say that I agree
Jim, 100%. If I could jump in, Jim, let me jump in a moment. Jim, you're exactly right. That Exodus text where we're about to cross the Red Sea and God says, be still and I'll fight for you. There's a great, also a matching text in Nehemiah chapter 4 where the enemies come against Nehemiah and his workers, 49,942 workers. They were successful in rebuilding the wall around Jerusalem for 52 days. But the enemies were coming in, making threats and innuendos that we're going to come in and assassinate all of you. And Nehemiah said to his workers, we need to keep on working. They had a sword in one hand, a mortar and trowel in the other hand, putting the bricks in place for the wall. Chapter 4, verse 20 says, and our God shall fight for us. And that's a key verse that I believe we need to cling on to as Christians, Amen. Conservatives, and patriots today. Our God will fight for us. Go ahead with your thought. By the way, let me introduce you, Jim. James, some may not know who you are. This is James Crandon. James Crandon has the ministry called the Carry Cross. Take a minute before we delve into the political, Christian, biblical aspects of the conversation today. Tell our listeners about your ministry, about the Carry Cross. What do you do? Why do you do it? How can people get a Carry Cross?
They can check out our website, The Carry Cross, just www.thecarrycross. Been around since October 11, 2009, and we are blessed with an opportunity to make handheld wooden crosses out of donated, discarded, and occasionally gifted funds for special woods for special projects. The stories and the way God has just moved in this has been unbelievable. The opportunity of the people that we've been able to make them for, and then the stories that almost always start with, you have no idea. But if they check out the website, they'll get it, and I welcome any phone calls or the email is on the website. Absolutely anything, if it glorifies God, we'll burn it. But getting back to your quick little question and answer, five things. The Gaza thing, I think, is brilliant, and I think that's right in Trump's wheelhouse. That I would like to insert, too, the way people are coming against Trump, I don't think there's anything wrong with righteous anger. And the people like Schumer and this Al Green and these people, Ocasio-Cortez, and these people that are going after him to impeach him, I think we should encourage our administration, our current administration, to go after them and impeach them for crimes against our country and the things they've done, trying to organize people to be disruptive and even violent. I can hold if you want me to, or I can call back.
James, yes, James, if you would, hang on, and right after the top of our news break, we'll come back. I'd love to continue talking with you about these issues that we're faced with and how we need to praise God for President Trump and our biblical principles being restored. So hang in there, James, if you would. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
Gina Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ Orange Park, WAYL St. Augustine, WATY Folkston.
You're listening to The Truth.